Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hansen reporting for Block Club Chicago this morning with extremely local news. Can you confirm, John, the Orange Garden is still open, only the sign is gone?
Yes, it's still open, and the owners are selling the business, and they really hope someone will keep Orange Chicken going. The listing says they invite anyone to keep the restaurant going, so it's not confirmed for sure, but they're moving out to the suburbs, and they wanted to make sure the sign was preserved. But the goal is to keep Orange Chicken open. That spot has been open since the 30s, even though the current owners have only owned it since the early 80s.
All right. Orange Garden on Irving Park. Now, explain what the pool noodle is all about, John.
Yeah, I mean, we're all used to right strangely shaped wards, but this one might take the cake for it, or the pool noodle. This is the new proposed 36th Ward, which runs from Ashland Avenue in Westtown all the way in a little narrow corridor along Grand Avenue, pretty much to the city's border on the west side, on the northwest side. And everyone is comparing it to either a pool noodle, a water slide, a Q-tip. Someone says it looks like a weed whacker, which is my preference there. But this will get voted on here in the near future, most likely with 41 council members supporting this overall map. But as they've had to divvy it up, we've got some really odd-shaped wards in Gilbert Villegas. You know, obviously, it's a funny-looking shaped ward, but he says you can barely even call it a ward. It doesn't connect communities. So some people not having as much fun of it as a lot of us are.
Yeah. Is Ravenswood, is that neighborhood now the beer capital of America, John?
Apparently, this is where we are home to the most exclusive beer program. The easiest way to compare it is, you know, the sommelier programs for wine. Well, Chicago is home to the Cicerone certification program, where 43 people have entered this program since 2007. Only 20 have reached the highest level of master. It was started by Ray Daniels back in 2007. And breweries will actually pay their brewers to go do this to get some sort of certification so that they can describe beer in a really fancy way to hipsters at the bar.
I was listening to Landecker last night. It sounded like he is about to take a master's program in beer. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it appeared to me that was the case. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, John. Have a good day.
Take care, Bob.